News Nation reporter Brona Tumulty reports from a vigil held there today.
Good evening. Today's rally was hosted by the Blake family almost exactly a week since the shooting that reportedly took Jacob Blake's ability to walk. And those gathering here today had one main message, that when it comes to racism and police brutality, enough is enough. Hundreds marching through the streets of Kenosha this afternoon, calling for justice for Jacob Blake. A cell phone camera was rolling almost a week ago as he was shot 7 times in the back by police.
My baby said, "Daddy, why did they shoot me so many times?" I said, "Baby, they weren't supposed to shoot you at all."
He's now recovering at a hospital in Milwaukee.
He grabbed my hand. And he said, "Daddy, Daddy, I love you. You know, I love you." I said, "Man, listen, I love you more than anything in the world."
His family members taking the podium here today, talking about what happened to the 29-year-old father of four.
I want to send a special thank you to the Kenosha Police Department.
Blake's family says he was also shackled to his hospital bed earlier this week, in spite of being paralyzed from the waist down.
You cannot imagine what it feels like to look at your baby paralyzed from the waist down. Shackled. Where was my son going? They already put him in the bed. What was the shackle for?
Blake's sister telling the crowd police brutality just won't be stood for any longer.
"I'm the keeper, and I won't accept your abuse."
Others gathered just wanted to be here to show their support.
"They've always supported us in every issue that, you know, Latinx communities face. And I think as a Latina woman, like, I'm here to support Black folk in any way possible."
Including Rosalyn Anderson, back in her hometown.
"Just to support Black people, to support the lives of Black people."
Sad to see the chaos that has unfolded here over the last few days, but tells us if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
"It's been heartbreaking, and that's why I came to support. This is my friend. We grew up together when I used to live here, and I just happened to see her here while I'm out here today. So it's very heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking not to just to see it here, but all over the country."
Now, every night since the shooting, protesters have marched on the city, and at least earlier in the week, those protests devolved into chaos with buildings and vehicles burning, and 2 people were shot on Tuesday, allegedly by a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois. Now, family members here today denounced that violence, but they are still calling for justice for Jacob. In Kenosha, Brona Tumulty, News Nation.